Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something pretty cutting edge, a new way to look at disease classification.
Yeah, it combines federated learning, graph neural networks, GNNs, and crucially, human expertise.
Right, and the idea is to make disease understanding, well, more transparent, but also really privacy aware. We're looking at research outlining this framework.
Exactly. Our mission really is to unpack how this works, why it's a big deal, and what it could mean for, you know, personalized digital medicine.
Okay, let's start with GNNs, graph neural networks. Why are they so important in biology?
Well, think of biology as complex networks, proteins interacting, genes regulating each other. GNNs are brilliant at modeling these networks.
So they can see relationships that other methods might miss.
Precisely. They help integrate diverse data, understand molecular pathways, find drug targets, even discover new kinds of molecules like antibiotics. It's really powerful stuff for biomedicine.
And this ties into network medicine, using networks to understand health.
Absolutely. Network medicine leverages these biological networks, I mean, protein interactions, gene networks, combines them with massive omexa data.
All that biological data.
Right. All that data to improve diagnosis, prognosis, treatment. And GNNs are, well, very promising here for prediction, finding disease subtypes, handling that scale.
Okay, but handling health data, privacy is a huge concern. That's where federated learning fits in.
Exactly. Federated learning, or FL, is key. It lets different hospitals or research centers train an AI model together without ever actually sharing their sensitive patient data. The data stays put.
So they share the learnings, not the raw information.
Precisely. It boosts data protection, reproducibility, reliability, and might even optimize the results you get. Combining FL and GNNs is, well, a major step for personalized medicine. It unlocks all that data currently stuck in silos.
Makes sense. And then there's the human in the loop part, HITL. Why is that needed?
Oh, it's crucial, especially in healthcare. Human experts interacting with the AI enhances interpretability, understanding why the AI makes a decision.
So it's not just a black box.
Not at all. It improves reliability, adaptability, and brings vital human judgment and ethics into the process. You need that expert oversight.
Okay, so this new framework we're focusing on brings all this together. Federated GNNs, human input through collaborative weighting, using protein interaction networks as a base. How does it work in practice?
Right. So imagine each patient represented not just by data points, but as their own unique protein interaction or PPI network.
A network map for each person.
Kind of. And the nodes in that network are enriched with their molecular data, like gene expression, DNA methylation. It becomes a graph classification problem. Is this network pattern healthy or diseased?
And you need to understand why the model makes a classification. That's the explainable AI, XAI part.
Exactly. XAI helps break down that complex PPI graph into smaller, more manageable subgraphs.
Okay.
These subgraphs then form an ensemble classifier. Think of it like a committee. Each subgraph gets a vote, and the majority vote determines the final classification.
Ah, so it's more robust and easier for experts to understand.
Yes, much more transparent. It strengthens trust, because experts can see the contributing factors.
And this is where the interactive part comes in. The human experts can actually adjust things.
This is really neat. Experts can assign different weights or importance levels to these different subgraphs based on their professional knowledge.
So if they know a certain pathway is really important for a disease,
they can boost the influence of the subgraphs representing that pathway. The XAI helps identify which proteins and genes are significant within the graph.
Mm.
And experts can then bring in outside knowledge, things maybe not even in the original training data, to refine the model's focus, potentially improving accuracy quite a bit.
Wow, okay. And this all runs on a platform called Feature Cloud.
Yes, Feature Cloud is the environment built for this. It's designed for privacy-preserving federated learning. It uses things like Docker containers to keep data strictly segregated at each institution.
Secure bubbles for the data.
Pretty much. Okay. But it allows the aggregated insights to be shared. It supports federated algorithms, has an AI store for sharing them, and it's built with GDPR compliance in mind. Very privacy focused.
And the workflow. It involves local training, global aggregation.
Yeah.
How does the human interaction fit in?
It's like a state machine.
Hmm.
There's a coordinator, and then the different sites, the clients. They do local training, send updates for global aggregation to get the updated model back. But crucially, there's a UI mode.
A user interface for the experts.
Right. It's built using familiar design principles, like Google's material design, to be intuitive. You've got main areas, status, model statistics, and then pop-ups for digging into specific graphs.
So experts can actually see these subnetworks.
Oh, yeah. They can inspect them visually, see the relevant nodes and edges, track performance metrics, and critically, use the weighting menu.
That's where they assign the importance.
Exactly. They can assign a weight to a subnetwork, immediately see how it impacts the overall model performance, and even collaboratively refine these weights across different institutions in the Federation.
That collaborative weighting sounds really powerful. Different experts pooling their specific knowledge.
It really is. Experts at different sites can leverage their unique insights, perhaps based on local patient populations or specific research focuses, and contribute that to the global model without compromising any privacy. It leads to a richer, potentially more accurate, consensus model.
Okay, so wrapping up, the key takeaway here is this powerful combination. Privacy-first federative learning, the deep network insights from GNNs, and crucially, actionable human expertise integrated through collaborative weighting.
It really does seem like a significant step towards more explainable, trustworthy, and personalized AI in medicine and biomedical research generally.
It certainly addresses some major hurdles. So a final thought for you listening. Mm-hmm. Think about this blend of human intuition and really sophisticated AI. How could it change not just diagnosis, but maybe our fundamental understanding of biology itself? What other complex fields might be transformed by this kind of human-AI collaboration?